Welcome back to the podcast. And this is the official trade podcast, the official NFL trade rumors.
Who are we trading with?
We're trading everything to the Bears because the Bears are getting everybody.
Save it for the podcast.
This is the podcast.
Oh.
So the Bears, we'll talk about the Stafford trade, but how about the Bears? They made an offer.
They surprised me.
They surprised you.
They surprised me. Yeah. No, they because every single name. I mean, there's always been rumors like, oh, the Bears should go after this person. They should go after that person. But this is the first time that we're actually being involved, where somebody actually said, yeah, the Bears actually inquired about Stafford. That's new to the Bears. That's new for us. Am I right, Ant? Am I right?
I agree. Just because, like, in terms of like available quarterbacks, Stafford was top of my list. He's
tippity top.
I think he would be like out of all. Obviously, he's not available anymore. But out of all the quarterbacks that are free agents, restricted free, whatever it is, whatever the case, I have him at number one. Like
not counting Watson though, right?
I'm still counting Watson. I like Stafford a lot.
You're a big staff guy.
I like him.
You would have traded a first round.
What's your
plus?
Favorite part about Stafford? Is it his tenacity or is like his just?
He's just good. He has,
his love
he
for Detroit.
He has arm talent that you don't see a lot in the league. It's just he's one of those guys who has arm talent. Like so there's so many guys Watson. Who play quarterback. Watson, the thing that gets me with Watson is I like Watson how he can like his whole how he's mobile. I like that, but I don't know. Like this, I don't like. I mean, I would love if the Bears got him, but I don't like these. I don't like players in general that try like talk their way off of teams. I just don't like. I don't like that era of the NFL, and that's what we're in now. And we're not going to be out of there anytime soon. But I'm very old school in that sense. Like, I don't like that. I don't like how somebody could. If you don't want to be on the team you were drafted, don't worry. We'll get like just complain enough, you'll get out.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. 100%. Deshaun Watson would be my number one. But is it going to happen? Probably not. But the fact that the Bears are being, you know, talked about by the actual, you know, critics, the Adam Schefty Rapoportis of the world, like actually the Bears are going after it and inquiring, that's huge. Because we're the fan base that, you know, we hear some random YouTuber named Riz from Goat House says, oh, the Bears were interested in this guy, and we believe it, right? That's what we do. But we're actually being linked to him. Makes me excited.
Did we legitimately offer? Like, is that official? Or we did offer.
I don't know if it's official. We definitely Stafford. Called them. I don't know exactly what the.
According
to
Albert Breer, he said that the Bears offered a first round and more.
Albert Breer, he's full of shit. This is a podcast. This is a podcast. He's full
you
of
can
shit.
Swear. It's a
but
lot.
Albert
yeah,
Breer's
he's
full of shit. But then when some guy with two followers tweets out that the Bears are interested in J.J. Watt and Deshaun Watson, every Bears fans think they're not only interested but getting him.
I feel like a lot of times it's sarcasm, and a lot of people retweet, say, oh, it's happening for sarcasm, but then there's also people who actually think it's real.
There are fan bases that think they're getting everyone. There's fan bases that actually get everyone, and then there's fan bases that are just
the make guys fun of like, everybody.
Or no, the guys that are like all draft. They're just like, well, this new guy, like Trevor Lawrence, is going to come in and lead us to the playoffs. You're just like, whoa, calm down. He's great. We don't know what he's going to look like in the NFL. And
hey,
we have to see him.
I could guarantee you the Jags will be better than they were last year, right?
Right, right. But, like, you can't guarantee a playoff run. You can't.
No.
So there's so many. Those are the three, I guess, sections of fans. And it's hilarious to be in the fan base that – not me, but everyone thinks everyone is coming to the Bears. And it, for me, it's very amusing. And the fact, like Dan was saying, that they were like interested in Stafford, that's, like he said, it's like new for the Bears because
it's the cherry on top. We're excited
normally the Bears look at the list and they're just like, well, let's offer at this guy. He's like mid-list. You're just like, whoa, 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 why not try to go at the top and then work your way down? Like, Pace tries to outsmart himself. He's like, well, this guy's probably going to go here. Like, the whole Mike Glennon fiasco, he went in a bidding war with himself. It's just, that's Ryan Pace.
Well, we got the guy. And it was Mitch Trubisky, and his name was Mike Glennon. We got him both. So, but I want to talk about how the Rams I think Riz says it best. You can't be afraid to get better. Am I right, Riz? You know where I'm going with this?
True. It's where
the
are you
Rams.
Going? The Rams weren't afraid to get better.
Have been a solid team. I don't want to say contender, but like a deep playoff push team for the last couple of years. What was holding them back? Partly the quarterback play.
The quarterback.
And they went out and did it. They got
well.
Stafford.
Technically, Goff played good enough against the Packers. They for some reason the Rams couldn't stop the run for some reason.
But
yeah, that's true. The Rams haven't had a first round pick in what? What is it? 7 years? Something crazy.
It's going to end up being through 2024.
So it's good. Like as of right now, if we're including this upcoming draft, it's something like 7 or 8. It's crazy. And with all they traded, it's going to be even more. It's going to go into double digits. It's crazy.
What do you think they would have offered for Rodgers? Because weren't there rumors that they actually called up Packers and inquired about Rodgers?
Yeah, there's rumors about that. I don't know if they're for real, because now they're saying they're not. They might not be, but
I'm sure there was a call that took place.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's like the Packers. Somebody asked the Packers front office, and they just don't want to throw like the Rams under the bus. Like, so I think it might have happened, but yeah, that offer.
Do you think that was just like Sean McVay calling up the Packers, and the secretary picks up, and he's like, "Hey, my name's Sean McVay. I'm here to talk about Aaron Rodgers," and they click him and hang him up on.
No, he probably called LaFleur. Aren't they friends?
Yeah, he probably called LaFleur up. LaFleur probably told him to go fuck himself or something like that.
Probably one just like that.
Maybe like five first rounders and Jared Goff. Just imagine if the Packers just went in the season with Jared Goff as their quarterback and no Aaron Rodgers.
Pitchers so now.
I think the Lions finally, I think they're embracing the tank. I think you have to.
I don't know if you tank.
They're going for Archie Manning.
I mean, Goff has consistently won games. Can we talk about that? Goff has consistently won more than Stafford.
We've never seen him in a system that's not McVay's system.
Everyone talks about like wins and quarterback, like, you know, evaluates quarterbacks about wins, but for some reason with Matthew Stafford, that disappears. I don't know what that is. I don't know. I'm not saying it should or should not.
It's because if you look at Stafford's career numbers, you can debate like he's potential Hall of Fame worthy. And if you just look at his
numbers,
you're
out of your mind.
Blind resume is numbers. And it's shocking.
Are we including wins, losses, or no?
He has incredible numbers. We're talking the quarterback. We're talking passing yards. We're talking all this stuff. If you look at his numbers, blind resume it, and you put it in front of people, I guarantee they look at that and they're just like this was a great quarterback.
Are wins on there?
You can't put wins because then it you can tell who the blind resume is.
Well, I'm asking for the wins before I'm making a decision on the blind resume.
Okay, well, I just think that you can't.
Great.
Stafford's skill set is like he's always been on a bad team, and I don't know, you just can't. I don't know, I want to see him in this system. I'm excited to see.
I think it's more the Lions than it was Stafford. Stafford was just the product of what was around him. Stafford has always been a quality quarterback, a very good quarterback.
He's had some good receivers.
He's had some good receivers, but I mean, just. I mean, at what point can you say it was not his fault? Because, I mean, look at like the head coaches around him. What do you have? Rod Marinelli, Jim Schwartz, Jim Caldwell, which he got fired after they had a couple winning seasons. Matt
and
Patricia, Daryl Bevel,
Patricia.
And then now they got Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell, wow!
Never like, anyone who could like maximize
ownership.
His skill set.
Goes to the ownership. It goes to the ownership.
I just think. I mean, yes, it's a better system and players around you. Of course, he's going to be better. But I just think the great quarterbacks find ways. They just go out and win. They're able to carry teams, not every single week. They're able to carry teams. So I'm not going to call Matthew Stafford a great quarterback at all. Because
let this be the day. What's today's date? Somebody tell me today's date. Hurry.
The 1st of February.
Easy answer.
21.
That today that Riz said that Jared Goff is a quarterback great because he finds a way to win.
No, he's not a great because he'll also find a way to lose, so you don't want that either. Goff's got a little bit of both of them in there. But I mean if you put like a guy like Mahomes or Rodgers or Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson on the Lions all those years, they were most definitely gonna be better than what they were every single year. So,
Yeah, I'm just high on Stafford, and I really couldn't tell you
why. He's going to be really good on the Rams. He's
going to be good. He blinds me with his numbers.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, I was about to ask, like, if you had Goff with the same roster as the 2021 Rams or Stafford, who's going to have more wins?
Well, the Rams are going to have more wins. But I mean, the Stafford Rams are going to have more wins, but
– The Rams Staffers?
I'm kind of debating it on, like, a Super Bowl level because people think they're winning the Super Bowl now. That's kind of the way I'm looking at it.
Let's pump the brakes a little bit.
We're pumping them. We're definitely going to pump them. Here's the thing that people make a mistake on. People make this mistake, like, Rams are instantly Super Bowl contenders, they want to say. I mean, yeah, if you put Stafford on last year's, the team we just saw play a few weeks ago, and people are saying that's a Super Bowl team, I would say not so fast on that alone, but I would also say what people are forgetting. The Rams are not the same team they were a few weeks ago. They have a list of free agents, starting impact player free agents, and they might not be able to sign any of them, or maybe just one or two of them. So they're not really this. They got better at quarterback. Did their roster get better? It actually might be worse. And I'm not saying they're going to be bad. They're going to be a pretty damn good team. They can make a run, but I'm just trying to point out things people are forgetting and just getting a little, you know, they want to jump to some conclusion before thinking, you know?
So yeah, that'd be like the crazy Bears fans.
Yeah, the crazy Bears fans with J.J. Watt, Stafford, and Watson. They're getting all three at the same time. Like, I don't
and
know.
Dak Prescott. I can't forget about him.
And Dak. They haven't been too crazy on Dak, but once they figure out they really can't get Watson because Stafford's already scratched off, and then they're not going to get Watt because they play, you know, they're – I mean, I guess Watt could fit any defense, but, I mean, they have Mack and Robert Quinn as it is. But can they pay Watt's cap hit? No, I don't think they're going to even offer for J.J. Watt. But once they figure out they can't get those guys, mainly the quarterbacks, and then they'll be on the Dak train.
Wait, so I'm confused. People actually thought the Bears were getting J.J. Watt?
Yeah. The same day Stafford, my entire timeline – was like Bears, like writers and Bears accounts, like tweeting, J.J. Watt's available and his wife plays whatever in Chicago. Let's bring him to Chicago.
Oh,
and people...
that makes plenty of sense. Oh, yeah.
I don't understand. Like,
I can't even count on two hands how many times I saw that on Twitter that day when J.J. Watt, when the report came out that the Texans were saying that J.J. Watt could be available. Like, my entire timeline was just Bears J.J. Watt because his wife plays some kind of sport here.
What if it was a J.J. Watt, Khalil Mack swap, Bears get Deshaun Watson and the money and the loot and the Super Bowl?
Like, the same people that are saying this, like, literally a couple months ago, they were complaining about that the Bears put all this money into Robert Quinn on the D-line. So if we're going to put draft capital and even more money on the defensive line, it's just incredible.
Yeah,
all that for 9 sacks next year between 3 of them. Love to see it.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
It's just ridiculous.
Yes.
It's kind of fun being in this fan base, you know?
So who won the trade, the Rams or the Lions?
Oh, Lions all the way.
But you're a Stafford guy.
I'm a Stafford guy, but I'm also you acquire picks at any cost. And they didn't get that much worse. And they got draft picks.
Yeah.
But do we trust the Lions to do the right thing with those draft picks?
It's a new management. Front office.
Is it new ownership, though?
Owners don't draft.
Yeah, but it's a...
Well, Jerry Jones is the owner, and he drafts.
That's true. He's a rare exception.
Thinking about Dez Bryant.
It's true. We have this whole quarterback carousel. How do you say that word? Carousel?
Sure.
That'd be so interesting. Sure.
Where do you think Mitch Trubisky's going to land? What backup quarterback spot is he going to
land?
No,
he's
going to
land in like New England and just be like out of his mind, and then it'll be so perfect. Wherever he goes, he's just going to like be better.
No, that's just the Bears' luck, though. That would be the Bears' luck. So that's why it's going to happen.
He's going to be back on the Bears starting, and then the Bears are going to the Super Bowl, all right?
I will say I'm happy that we're not getting Garoppolo.
It's not over yet. Speaking of that, there's been some rumors. I asked some people for questions on Twitter, and Z Dragon on Twitter brings up, what's your opinion on these Kirk Cousins trade rumors? But yeah, I've seen these rumors that the 49ers are interested in trading for Kirk Cousins. I'm not buying that like it's a thing. I think that's people out there kind of predicting that the Niners could be interested in Kirk Cousins. That's kind of more what I think it is. But yeah, it's pretty interesting that people think since the Niners missed on Stafford, they're going to give the Vikings, because Shanahan's a Kirk Cousins guy. That's kind of a known thing. Is he still a Kirk Cousins guy? Like, that's kind of the question.
Try to sign him when he was a free agent?
Apparently, Shanahan wanted him, but Lynch wanted Garoppolo to trade for Garoppolo, so they went with the Lynch.
Sounds like trouble in paradise over there.
I mean, they've done it.
They went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Can we just say that Kirk Cousins, I saw like people debating on Twitter, Kirk Cousins is a way better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo, my opinion.
I don't know if he's way better, but I think he's better, yeah.
I think he's like...
Kirk was dealing better at the end of this year. He started off like complete dude, but he ended up being pretty damn good at the end of the other. Vikings offense looked good. But yeah, I'd be crazy if the Niners traded for Kirk Cousins. That's why somebody was asking me, like, what would the deal look like, and that's why I just don't think the deal could get done, because I feel like the Niners wouldn't offer their first-round pick for him, and I think the Vikings would. I think the Vikings love him so much that they would need the first-round pick, so it's just not going to.
Do they love him, though?
I think they do.
I thought Everson Griffin said that they don't love him.
Everson Griffin...
Well, he was gun on a man.
Yeah, he wasn't on the team this year, and that guy's.
What they say about somebody who pulls a gun on somebody? He's got something to say.
True.
Just saying, man.
Imagine an NFC North where you got Jimmy G leading the Vikings, Jared Goff leading the Lions, Aaron Rodgers leading the Packers, and Tyler Bray leading the Bears. Just imagine that.
That's chaos right there. I bet half the people that listen to Chaos or the podcast don't even know who Tyler Bray is. Nobody knows who Tyler Bray is. He just happens to be in the Bears for the past 5 years.
That would be.
Imagine how he is.
I don't know if the Vikings
several quarterbacks
would take Jimmy Garoppolo in that. I don't know if they would want him.
It would be even worse. It'd be Sean Mannion.
What's it going to take for the Vikings to get to the Super Bowl? What do you guys got to do? Is it just kind of like starting over? You got some issues on the defense. You have some young players stepping in. Some of them had some flashes here and there. But overall, not the same Vikings defense that we saw. A lot of money going to Kirk Cousins. He played well towards the end of the year, but can you rely on it? Can you do it, Riz?
You got to protect the man. We've seen what he could do when you protect the man.
Well, I got a pretty simple answer for you, but first let me go to the defense. The defense gets better by default because Neil Hunter, who's one of the better pass rushers in football, was out all year. Michael Pierce, who is a very solid nose tackle, was out all year.
But can you rely on Neil Hunter being back to where he was?
Of course you can. He was just.
Didn't he come out of nowhere, though?
I mean, I don't get your point.
Some people just have a good year, you know? Like Khalil Mack had a good year, and then all of a sudden he's the highest paid player in the NFL.
Yeah, he's proven, and he's still young. I'm not worried about Danielle Hunter. Danielle Hunter, Michael Pierce, Eric Kendricks missed some games down the stretch, which I think if he didn't miss those, they might have squeezed in the playoffs, but thank God they didn't. And then Anthony Barr missed the whole year pretty much, and they had some young players, like you said. So I think the defense gets better by default, but is it going to be an elite defense to help them win games on its own? Absolutely not. But then to answer your question, how do the Vikings win the Super Bowl? Is that what your question was? Like, how do they get to be a Super Bowl?
Is there anybody on the current roster that will be a Minnesota Viking for the Super Bowl?
No, because they don't have Patrick Mahomes. That's just a simple answer right there.
Right, but you can still get to the Super Bowl without going through Mahomes.
You don't need to go. No, you just whoever has Mahomes, the Chiefs, are going
to
win a Super Bowl.
We're just saying for you. What do the Vikings need like
to go to the Super Bowl
to get there?
Gotta get Tom Brady.
You gotta get Tom Brady. No, I'm kidding. The Rams just got better. The Packers are gonna get better though. I don't know if the NFC is that great. I'm not saying the Vikings are going to the Super Bowl, but. You know, I think the AFC's got much more talent where now the Jags are about to get Trevor Lawrence and a load of draft picks. I think there's a handful of teams that, you know, doing a couple different things could make the Super Bowl, but you're not going to win it. So I don't know if they have to do a whole bunch to have a shot, I guess, but I don't know. I don't like their – I don't know. I just don't – the way they sit, I don't know if they're consistent enough. Because once you get to the playoffs, I mean, you got to be at your best week after week playing the best. It's weird because I don't really mind their scheme because it fits their players, but it's kind of my knock on the Browns too. Like, the Browns were great this year. You know, Stefanski coach of the year. It's the same scheme, obviously. But that's a scheme to win the time of possession game where it's like, if it doesn't work, which it easily could not work at any given time, like, you're going to lose against when you're playing like the best of the best. So going in the playoffs, you have to win wild card round, divisional round, conference championship round, Super Bowl. Like, chances are pretty damn low. So, yeah, I don't
gotta
know.
Blow it up.
Yeah, it's a tough roster to blow up because you got some. I mean, they got some talented guys on there, but is it enough to win the Super Bowl? You know,
well, you guys got some talented guys. The Bears got some talented guys, but we're all in the same boat here. You know.
Yeah, pretty much every team's in that boat. Where they're just going to continue to be decent teams.
All right.
Till Mahomes retires.
I got a follow-up question.
What's the follow-up?
What's the most likely scenario for the NFC North? Bears getting Watson. Jimmy G is a starting quarterback for one of the NFC North teams, whether it's the Vikings or the Bears. Or three, Allen Robinson is a Green Bay Packer next season.
What's the most likely?
Yeah, what's most likely going to happen? Packers got some cap issues.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's probably Jimmy Garoppolo starting for the Bears or the Vikings. Because you get two chances. It's not going
to
be the Vikings.
But he's got a contract too, so he's going to have to get cut, no, right?
Have to get cut. Or part of the trade.
They take some of the cap?
I mean, they get, like $2 million dead cap? Not much.
I mean, I heard Nick Foles loves San Francisco.
They would not be interested in Nick Foles. That's even.
I almost want Allen Robinson to be on the Packers just so he can blossom. He's had terrible quarterbacks throwing him the ball the entire career, and Packers need another weapon, and it's gonna happen. He's gonna be a Packer.
I don't know.
Wait, let's talk about what's the whole it seems like the Panthers are all in on a quarterback after a year after signing Teddy.
And when you know, you know, you know.
Teddy's
either stashed, backup, traded.
Expensive backup, no?
Yeah, it's a very expensive backup.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do though? You can't just be forced
send him to Chicago.
Yeah, I was going to say you can you can trade him, but do you want him?
No.
So the Bears now the Bears just got another quarterback.
I mean, they get better with Teddy Bridgewater. They definitely get better, but, like, is it worth it? No, it's not. It's not worth it. That's why it's not worth it. Some of these teams, like, trade for a quarterback that's like, okay, yeah, he's better. Are we going to win a Super Bowl? No, we're not going to win a Super Bowl. We just wasted picks to know for sure that we're not going to win a Super Bowl. So you're just messing up big time.
Yeah.
Too many teams do that. Too many. It's, you know, there's
kind of respect, though, the Panthers that are, like, I respect the fact that they, like, they're not one of those teams that just feels like they're stuck with the guy they just signed.
I was actually going to get to that too, because they're not attached. They're not getting themselves attached. That's why I guess I can kind of credit the Rams with that deal, even though they did extend Goff at one point. But just like that, you know, they extend Goff. It looks bad. You know, they picked him first overall. They paid him all this money. But just like that, they move on. They don't insist on him. So I give him credit for that. There's way too many teams. Teams are more likely to insist and attach themselves to somebody that everyone knows it is not good enough. So I got to give credit there. Yeah, Panthers too, because they're just – it was weird because the first half of the year, you know, I was a Teddy guy, you know, especially as a prospect, and he looked good in Minnesota. The injury definitely played a part. But even being somewhat of a Teddy guy still, even after the injury, he was actually playing better than I thought he would in the first half of the year. Like, so that was surprising. But then all of a sudden, it's just a complete turnaround in the wrong way, just playing way worse than I would ever expect to see Teddy Bridgewater play. So – not sure what happened there, but and the Panthers know. I mean, it's pretty easy. Like you said, you got to give them credit there because it's pretty easy to see if a quarterback is it or not. You know, you're trying to find, and when I mean it, you're trying to find it at the quarterback position. And most teams would attach themselves there, but they kind of know. I don't know if I would have been on board with them getting Stafford. Well, they got the eighth pick, and did they offer that? I think they may have. I would not have been a fan.
I thought they did not. I thought they did. Maybe they have two first rounders?
They don't have. They just have the eighth and the first. I don't know if they offered that, because I think the Lions would have accepted that.
Speaking of having the it factor, I heard rumors that the Bears would go after Minshew. Now, does that put Bears in Super Bowl contention, playoff contention, or tank contention?
Sam Howell, tank contention. Another North Carolina
follow-up
quarterback.
Follow-up question for the audience again?
Follow-up, let's hear it.
Pick one of these quarterbacks to start on one of the 32 teams next year. Minshew, Mitch Trubisky, or Cam Newton. You have to leave out two.
I'm playing Minshew.
Good answer. I probably would have done the same thing.
I don't know if... just because he's, just because he's younger, I guess. I don't know. I don't want either. Honestly.
Throw Darnold into that mix.
Oh, dude, I'll take Darnold on the Bears.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
I'd better than Minshew and Garoppolo.
Garoppolo?
That's what we're calling. I want Jimmy Germopoulos.
That's what we're calling him from now on.
Garoppolo?
Yeah, Garoppolo.
I don't want any of those guys.
I mean, I want to see.
You probably want the worst one, actually. If it's not a guy that can like get you somewhere, you probably want the worst one to solidify the tank.
Give me Cam. Give me him. Let him throw it at receivers.
I feel bad for Cam. I don't even want to see him play anymore because I just feel bad when I watch him because he's just it's just
he doesn't look like he has mechanic in his arm. Was he always throwing like that? Kind of like. I don't know how to describe it. It's like he's like favoring his right shoulder and he's putting his entire body. I'm walking around my room actually doing it right now, so I wish I was on camera, but it looks like it looks like he's just putting his whole body into it, but it's like the arm is just not moving and the ball goes 10 feet.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what his injury, but yeah, he looks like he's about to throw the ball across the continent and it's just going like 5 yards and just dies into the ground. So something's just not right, like his – where he thinks he's throwing and where he actually throws is just not even on this. It's not even close to the same. So that's why I feel just.
I
terrible.
Never thought Cam was a great thrower to begin with, and I thought his legs, like the threat of him running the ball, kind of sucked up those linebackers, and he was, you know, he had playmakers in this and as wide receivers and tight ends for years that were able to make more yak plays.
He was a solid thrower. I mean, he wasn't like. I mean, it was pretty good.
But,
throwing the run.
I can tell you at least
his throwing the
16,
run,
17 more quarterbacks back then that I would have had to throw the perfect ball, not Cam Newton, you know?
How many?
I would say more than half of the league.
Oh, I would not agree with that. I think he was a top 10 passer.
I would have to see the quarterbacks at that time.
In his prime?
I don't know. If you need a deep ball, a perfectly thrown deep ball, I would not choose Cam Newton
do
in my
it.
Top 16.
It's not even close to the same guy he is now. His like, especially his throw on the run ability was ridiculous, like absolutely ridiculous.
He has that Carson Wentz like thing where, like Dan said, he throws with his entire body.
The arm is like in the same position, and his body's what's moving his arm, not his like shoulder. His shoulder, I feel like, just doesn't move.
If you just like played Cam Newton highlights, if you played Cam Newton highlights, and you just like. Put a little sound effect every time he threw the ball that said like "Hiya!" That would literally it would fit every time because he is struggling to throw that ball.
All right, what are the odds? Sorry, I have so many questions today.
People on Twitter have questions too. You're taking up their time.
Learn out the way because I'm over here talking and they're on Twitter, so I don't know what they're doing.
You got the edge, so go ahead.
What are the odds? Cam Newton finishes out his career as a tight end.
Yeah, I don't think he would do it.
Yeah, I don't think he would do it.
I think he should consider it, though. Because you could do so many different packages. Like, you know, we see what the Saints are doing with Taysom Hill. Like, having those sort of packages will help. And he could be your starting tight end. I'm sure he could catch.
Can he take the beating?
Sure.
If the Patriots is like
just retired, Jason Witten just retired.
If the Patriots re-signed Cam Newton, I'd be convinced it was for like tight end or something. Because there's just if we woke up one day and the news was breaking news was Cam Newton resigns with the Patriots, like I just would not expect that. Like for quarterback,
he'd get more money as a tight end than he would as a quarterback. He'd get a longer deal and get more money.
Is he interested in blocking anybody? Is he interested in, you know, taking more of a – is he taking more of a beating, though? Probably not.
If that's your job title and he wants to be a football player, not just a quarterback, if he wants to be a football player, he will go out and block. It's a will versus skill in a lot of situations. I mean, obviously, there's some people that are just suck at blocking, but a body's a body. A quarterback, when they're trying to block, just kind of dips and dives and gets out of the way. You know what I'm saying? So
duck, dodge,
I think it's
dip,
a will.
Dive, and dodge.
Yeah, and socialize. Get ready for Saturday night.
Somebody on Twitter, Dig Sideline Touchdown, asked, what color is the Gatorade of the winning Super Bowl team?
Ooh.
Orange.
When you said orange, what would you say, Junior?
Yellow.
So it's
the
orange.
Lemon lime.
It's orange. It's orange. So it's yours. We're mixing them together. There's your answer.
Yorange.
Good question.
Great question. Lewis Lovell, thoughts about the Colts taking a shot to try and fix Sam Darnold, or should they look elsewhere? Yeah, we were just talking about Sam Darnold. So would you guys be for or against that for the Colts?
I'd be more for giving Eason a shot over Darnold.
I'm against Sam Darnold. You're not going to win anything with that. I'd rather give Eason a shot. I think the Colts, they saved up all this cap space. They are kind of stayed somewhat quiet the last couple of years in free agency to save it up. I think you go absolutely bonkers in free agency, filling every need but quarterback. And then you trade up for a big-time quarterback in the draft. You're set. You're ready to go. I think with that system, that coach staff, with the roster you built, with that money, you got to do it still. It's not done yet. I think a top-tier rookie quarterback could have extreme success even in year one on that team in that system. So I'm kind of for that.
I like that idea.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds pretty good. Big C, what would Orlando Brown trade look like? Yeah, that's another trade name. We talk about Kirk Cousins possibly. I don't know if that's actually a thing, though. But Orlando Brown, yeah, he tweets out that he's a left tackle. He just tweeted, I'm a left tackle, left capitalized. So he's a right tackle for the Ravens, but Ronnie Stanley got hurt, one of the best, maybe the best left tackle in football. So Orlando Brown moved to left tackle, looked pretty good. So he knows that Ronnie Stanley's going to come back, play left tackle, Orlando Brown. Stuck back at right tackle. He doesn't like that. He's got one more year left on his deal. So, and people over there at CBS are very confident that he'll be traded. Well, yeah, they said it's not likely he'd be back. They feel very strongly about that. So, Orlando Brown trade to play left tackle somewhere. What would it look like? Yeah, and this is interesting. I like this question because I see a lot of people debating on if it'll be similar to the Laremy Tunsil deal, which was two first-round picks. The Texans' pick this year goes to the Dolphins even, which is the third overall pick. It would not look like that. One, Tunsil is better. Two, Tunsil is more proven. Orlando Brown, the worries from him coming out of Oklahoma, why his stock dropped so much, why he dropped in general, was because of his athleticism and what scheme will he fit. You know, he fits kind of a power scheme, which not too many teams run that, you know, a man-blocking scheme. The Ravens do run that, and it's worked in that. So he only fits a handful of teams, which those teams will definitely like to have him, but knowing that he only fits a certain amount of teams, the leverage kind of goes down for the Ravens. So I think it would kind of be maybe a second-round pick, maybe a second and a mid-round pick, but it could be a good addition for a team. We'll see if it actually happens. What else we got? Aiden Weingartner, could the Lions still draft a quarterback this year and Goff could be the bridge quarterback, question mark? You think they could still draft a quarterback or you think they're just rolling with Goff? What are we thinking here?
I'm thinking they're rolling.
More on his contract.
It's four more years, but they're only locked in for two more.
I would imagine in the next 2 years or so they would at least have drafted somebody, but whatever. But if it's the future, I don't know.
What about number seven overall right now? Do they go quarterback? If you were a betting man, which you are a betting man,
who would that be? There. I'm not a draft guy. Who would that be? Who can they get at seven?
They could get Trey Lance or Mac Jones, perhaps. If you had to put, what's more likely, taking quarterback or them sticking with Goff and going? I think them sticking with Goff and going something else.
Yeah, so I think they ride out the contract as long as they have to. I don't think he finishes all 4 years on his deal in Detroit.
Build some young pieces and then kind of figure out your scheme, your system. And yeah, that's what I would think. Get some playmaker. You can get a playmaker at seven. People are going to be reaching for quarterbacks. You can get a playmaker.
Okay. What's a reasonable asking price for Deshaun Watson? Evil Butt Chicken asked this. reasonable asking price. It's kind of came out that it's like three first rounders, but one of those picks being a top 10 pick. Are you guys on board with that as a reasonable?
Didn't it come out that they wanted like two firsts, two seconds, and like two position players, or was that BS or something along those lines?
Actually, now
they're asking price to the Bears.
Now I'm thinking it's all BS. It's all kind of just predicting because the Texans actually haven't said they're trading him. So, you know, they probably didn't come out and say like what they wanted if they didn't come out and say that they're trading him. I know Watson said he wants to be traded, but reasonable asking prices. Well, yeah, I kind of. If it's three first rounders, I think that one of those first rounders better be in the top 10 this year. If it's well outside of the top 10, it's going to have to be equivalent to like five first rounders, I think. So it's something ridiculous.
I think that the thing that's crazy is like you would think that he's going to be getting more than Stafford, but it is the Houston Texans. That's what scares me. And you know what? I'm going to go on board and say I don't want Deshaun Watson on the Bears because then every Bears fan is going to think we're winning the Super Bowl.
What do you mean? We're winning the Super Bowl.
What the Bears fans should do is be like, you know, deep down inside, you're obviously, you just got freaking Deshaun Watson, you know, get fucking pumped. But when you voice your opinion, be like, yeah, he's going to suck. Typical
Bears.
Yeah. That's the way to go. That's kind of what I would do.
Oh, God, we got Deshaun Watson. Ugh.
God, we suck. We've always got good quarterbacks, and we got this guy.
Come on.
This guy couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. He's terrible.
He went after Mitch. Ugh.
God. You think the Deshaun would be a little salty at the Bears, maybe not like want to go there because he said that they didn't even interview him.
That was a lie.
Yeah, that's
was that BS? Yeah, I don't know if that was official. I just remember somebody
they like
said that.
Came out. He said that, but then they came out and when he said that, somebody pulled up like a video of him on the Rich Eisen show, and he literally said, "I've spoken to the Bears," and like listed like three or four teams.
But that's not an interview. That's just like spoken to, right? So I would assume.
Right,
like,
but if we really don't know. It's
you,
still
you
up in the
and
air.
Them, you have your GM there. You have your owner there. Nice to meet you. You wine and dine them, and you get to know the player. Maybe the Bears reached out to him, but they didn't necessarily interview or.
I think we need to get Deshaun Watson on the show to ask him some of these questions. You think we got a shot?
I think so.
You tweet at him. You're like,
like, yo, care to come on the podcast to discuss your
beef?
To the Bears?
Do you have any beef with the Bears?
He's gonna end up in a team with like a New York Jets situation.
Well, Mike Vick apparently is not positioning him, but recommending it for him to go to the Bears. But Deshaun Watson's
there?
Got all the power right now because he has the no trade clause, right? So he can just choose his team. Didn't he have Miami?
Yeah.
He had only to Miami at first.
I think people are, Miami, and apparently he said he would like to play for the Jets, which people can't get it, you know, they can't accept that if he said that, you know. I think people are getting carried away with the no trade clause. I think there's like a lot of fans. Well, I made fun of Bears fans for just thinking they're getting everybody. Now I'll make fun of Washington fans a little bit because they're the type that are like, you know, and Washington would be a great place to play. I would love Deshaun. I love what Washington's doing. Great defense, but it seems like a huge chunk of that fan base is insisting that he's going to decline to play for everybody else. But their team, which is not realistic. So
it is like Barber's cousin's sister, like get married in Washington or something.
I think
his dentist, got the connection there.
His dentist is from Washington as well. I think.
The thing that's nuts is literally when Washington played in the playoffs, all we heard was like, "Oh, should we give like Heineke a shot or whatever the guy's name is, and Taylor whatever." And everyone was
got it.
I got it. Everyone was. I didn't know if I said that wrong. Everyone was on board to like, oh, this kid might be the real deal. You're just like, all right, now all of a sudden, that fast you jump ship, and now you're just like, let's get everyone.
That's like kind
of the old
fan
Caleb
base.
Haney trick.
People kind of go cold on guys as in a day sometimes. DeQuanta Clark asks, is any guys you got sneaking around the first round that no one's talking about? Good looking question. Did a mock draft today.
Akbar Gabijamila. He's gonna sneak in.
What?
Akbar Gabi Jamila.
Okay. Yeah, I did a mock draft today, and Dan just threw me off. I don't know what I'm saying right now. I had this guy going in the second round still, but I think he could sneak around the first. Javonte Williams, North Carolina running back. You know, big fan, huge fan. I think we'll actually have at least one running back, one or two maybe, go in the first round, and everyone's pointing to Najee Harris and Travis Etienne, which is very possible. I'm predicting at the moment too. But I think Javonte Williams needs to be in that discussion, and I think he could end up being in that discussion. Yeah, just a freaky dude, just insanely strong. But he could move too. He can move. I think he's underrated catching the ball as well. He's split a ton with Michael Carter. It's a really good running back duo from North Carolina. And Javonte Williams averaged, 7.4 yards per carry? You know, if he got the full load, the guy was going to go nuts. Yeah, I'm a big fan of his. Notre Dame, he couldn't really get, you know, because that was kind of the true test playing Notre Dame, and that's kind of what sits in the back of my mind. He couldn't really get much going against them. I blame the play calling on that one a little more, but, yeah, I'm a huge fan. I think he can sneak in the first. Remember, nobody really thought Edwards-Helaire was going to go in the first, and he was the only running back last year, so it could be a running back again. We will see. Elijah Moore, receiver from Ole Miss, could be another one.
Breaking news, Derek Carr is coming to the Bears, according to some random Twitter account.
Random Twitter, all right, retweet it, yep. Confirm it, saying official, and then we're done, we're good.
checking if he actually retweeted. He did not.
Nope.
He did.
Oh, he did.
Official. That's one of the accounts that just says all this stuff.
Dude, this is some dude in his basement.
Is it? A lot of followers.
20K subs on YouTube. You wipe your ass with that amount of subs.
Oh man!
Official. I'm gonna quote tweet it officially. Official. Officially. Official.
Wow! Incredible.
Incredible.
Welcome
news.
To the Super Bowl, boys. Welcome to the Super Bowl.
He put a question mark at the end. He's going to think we're talking shit. We kind of are a little bit, but it's all right. any more questions? There's a lot. There's a lot of questions. officially. What do the Patriots do in terms of quarterback? Theodore Grandit. I was thinking, I was kind of locked on Stafford with the Patriots, because I just felt like it was a fit, and they kind of had to do it. They didn't want another project quarterback, and they just needed that guy that can win now. But then Patricia's there, and he didn't want to play for Patricia. So they messed up getting Patricia back. They chose Patricia over Stafford, but did they really? They might have jumped the gun on Patricia and then be like, oh, shit, now we can't get Stafford because we signed this fat ass a week ago. So I don't know what they're going to do now.
It's a good question.
Mac Jones, they should be a huge Mac Jones team there. Somebody asks, Simone, I don't know. Should Bears wait another year for a quarterback?
I don't know.
Well, they're not going to because this is it.
They're going to choose the wrong guy no matter what they do.
Because if Pace just takes the year off from quarterback, let's just play Foles. They're not going to go anywhere. I mean, they can win some games. They maybe could do the same thing as last year.
I'm sorry. People are reacting to your tweet. Wait, what? Did someone get traded? official, with a thinking emoji?
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's official.
It's official.
The people listening to this are going to understand it all at that time. They're like, oh.
Well, yeah, because if you look at my tweet, it doesn't show that guy's tweet. It just shows Justin Miller official. That's all it shows.
So then if you click on it, that's when you see. You have to click on it.
Yeah, people are just confused. Yeah, it's official. Somebody said question mark. We're just fucking with people now. Okay. let's see. I lost my questions. Breaking. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Where'd my questions go? There they are. There's the questions. Who do you guys got in Super Bowl 56, SCU Productions? Just right
well,
now.
Well, he clearly didn't watch the predictions.
Right? What do you mean? Next year's Super Bowl. What do you, who you
oh,
got?
Oh, next year's Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Chiefs.
Chiefs are going back. And you got Stafford mm-hmm. and the Rams?
No.
I was just about to say Stafford and the Rams.
Chiefs.
Probably
Packers.
Goff and the Lions.
Goff and the How funny would it be if Goff just completely like outplayed Stafford? Not even making the Super Bowl. It'd be funny if he just like got to the playoffs and the Rams didn't, or they just were just better. No, even if the Rams are the one seed and the Lions get to the playoffs, it'd be pretty funny.
There's a revenge game. They play each other this year.
It's probably going to be the Chiefs and the Bucks again, to be honest.
I got Chiefs Packers.
Think the Packers are going to get better?
You know what? You know, they got Aaron.
I think they
always,
have, they have to, otherwise they're going to be out again.
You're always in the hunt.
Maybe. Maybe like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depends on if somebody gets Watson. I don't think anybody's going to get Watson, though. I think he's going to be on the Texans still.
Is he going to retire before he's back on the Texans or no?
Yeah, he'll retire this year. He'll threaten to retire, and they'll call him on his bluff, and he'll actually do it.
Get out of his contract and then
never
come back and
it's
get traded
joke.
Like Gronk.
We're joking. People are going to think we're serious. We better cut it out.
It's
officially
official. See what Gronk said in his Super Bowl interview?
You see what he said about his shirt, the shirts?
Yeah, that was
that was the greatest thing.
What did he say?
They asked him about like his first impressions, like with all like the virtual like off season program, and he said that like he's like, oh, I tricked them so much.
Well, first you got to start with they made their players videotape themselves, doing conditioning to make sure they were doing it. All right, go on with the rest of the story.
And then he said that he would like film one day and like. You only had to send him a couple reps, so he would change his shirt every couple reps. So he's basically sending him footage of
like
the same day of him running.
He did it like once, and then he had all the videos of him. I like how he
probably Tom's idea. That's probably Tom's idea. He's probably like,
no, that's a Gronk. That's
Gronk's
a Gronk
like, I don't want to work out. He's like, Tom's just like, just film it all in one day and just change your shirt and then just send it over to them. Like, that's a great idea.
What a Gronk thing to do. Nobody else in the league.
Hey, that's the Patriot way. That's the Patriot way. They're just bending the rules a little bit.
Which team with the new – from Christian Herrera, which team with their that has a new head coach would be the best in year one? So you got the Jaguars with Urban Meyer. You got the Chargers with Brandon Staley. You got the Lions with Big Bad Dan Campbell and Jared Goff. And you got the Texans with David Gulley.
You got the Jets.
You got the Jets with Robert Saleh. And then you got – I should have been counting these because I know there were seven. And then Arthur Smith with the Falcons and Nick Sirianni with his phenomenal press conference, I might add, in the Philadelphia Eagles. Which team will be the best in year one?
Well, I think the easy answer might end up being the Jags with Urban Meyer. Because they have how many draft picks do they have?
11. And a shit ton of money, cap space.
And a shit ton of money, and they're going to have a quarterback. But I want to go – I like Robert Saleh. I don't even know if Saleh or Saleh, right?
Yeah, Mohamed Saleh is getting me all jacked up because he's, Egyptian as well. They both Egyptian.
But he just as press con- – he hyped me. He hyped me up.
Yeah,
Dan Campbell hyped me up. He's going to be gnawing at knees.
You're going to take a hunk out of somebody's knee on the way up? Like, I don't even
All right. You really think that Jared Goff's going to be starting taking some bites out of people's knees?
He doesn't need to. His boys will.
He's a chihuahua in a pit bull fight. It ain't happening.
All right. He doesn't fit the city of Detroit.
He really doesn't.
Imagine being a Cali boy all your life and then you got to go to Detroit.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I just thought of?
Stafford's on the Rams. Yeah, I know.
No, it has to do with Stafford. We always get bombarded with how Clayton Kershaw and Matt Stafford played together T-ball. Now they're both in L.A.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We're going to be getting that up the wazoo.
You think we're going to we're going to get graphics about that, like somehow comparing Stafford and Kershaw. We still going to get graphics of – Trubisky, the Bears passing on Mahomes and Watson. We still going to get those? We didn't get
too
much.
No, I think we're going to get the NFC playoff picture.
If somehow the Bears end up with Deshaun Watson, they're going to play that like at every single game, not just the primetime games.
The Bears fans are like, yes, the Bears, keep them coming.
It's a love story. the Bears passed up on Deshaun Watson, didn't even interview, but here he is. Here's this graphic from when they drafted Mitch Trubisky over him. Mitch Trubisky's now the starting quarterback for the Canadian Football League, starting over Matt Schultz.
Matt Schultz. People are going to look up Matt Schultz now.
He's a buddy. It's all good. He's a good guy. Good guy.
It's good.
God bless him.
God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's a lot more questions here, but I think Stan Ocho, Cinco. Can Derek Carr be the future of the Raiders? Is he the guy?
No.
Who's his oil guy?
Huh?
Himself.
Who's his oil guy?
I think he's. Yeah, does he have an oil guy? Oils him up?
It has to be just him.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think if the Raiders. Like we keep saying, you can't be afraid to get better, and you're not going to get better with Carr. But I don't know who the alternative is.
Yeah. Mariota, dump Carr, go at Mariota.
I don't think that's the answer either.
Bears are going to trade for Mariota. Let's be honest.
Probably. I trade for Chase Daniel back.
If they get Mariota,
I'd rather have Mariota.
What's how many wins are you expecting with Mariota?
Do we get Allen Robinson back? Are we tagging him?
No, you're tagging him and trading him.
I want to say 7 wins. Wait. Question, follow-up question.
Yeah.
Does Robert Quinn and Khalil Mack get to the quarterback at all next year or no?
They do. More than they did this year, but not a whole lot more.
All right, 8-8.
8-8. They just really blew it by not getting rid of – they didn't even need to get rid of Nagy. They just needed to get rid of Pace.
Yeah, yeah. I don't – I mean, I've had my beef with Nagy for last year. But, again,
my beef's with Pace.
A dog shit team besides that defense, 8-8, 2 years, you know.
I'm just saying because I think they needed – I don't know. I almost think trade Khalil Mack. Talked about this before. Switch to a 4-3. The rest of the defense will fit to a 4-3. Robert Quinn will be better 4-3. You get picks with Khalil Mack. You can draft a quarterback. You trade up with those picks to get the quarterback of the future. And, yeah, I don't know. To me, that just makes
easier
sense.
Easier said than done, though. Easier said than done.
Especially for Pace.
No, I mean, just to go in rebuild mode, it's just you just say it. You just, hey, I declare – bankruptcy. You just got to declare it.
He's never going to declare it.
Or you can just declare shenanigans. I'm declaring shenanigans on the Bears organization. That's exactly what I'm doing here.
Mm.
Are you guys ready to declare shenanigans or no?
I've declared it, man.
It's already done?
It's been declared.
All right, shenanigans declared. That's the name of the podcast episode, and I think that wraps up this podcast episode. So hopefully you guys enjoyed it. We'll be back. I don't know when. This kind of just happens on a day of the week, random day. Follow our Twitter for updates, content NFL talk as well, at Codehouse NFL. You already follow our channel, I'm sure. There's all kinds of action on there, some good action. So
hot, steamy action.
Yeah, so that maybe the podcast name would be Hot, Steamy Action. Think that's better?
That should definitely be the name of it.
All right. That'll attract the audience.
All right, and that'll do it. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Imagine clicking on a podcast that's just titled Steamy Action. What? Mm-hmm.